This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. has vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The vote was 13-1 in favor of a ceasefire. The U.S. was the one.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire,
which Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood says would simply help Hamas keep ruling Gaza.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war.
Echoed by Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
A ceasefire means that the suffering of all will carry on.
The vote came after Palestinian UN observer Riyad Mansour pleaded for the fighting to stop.
In the name of humanity, in the name of justice.
The Security Council held the emergency meeting after Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza without a ceasefire.
We are at the breaking point.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Injured people and at least one young boy arrived on Friday at a hospital in southern Gaza, where Israel has expanded its operation. In recent days, Israeli tanks have rumbled into southern Gaza, starting with Khan Yunis. It marks a grim new chapter in the war that the Gaza Health Ministry says has already killed over 17,000 Palestinians and placed what the United Nations estimates to be 1.9 million people. Israel has designated a safe zone in southern Gaza, but its widening air and ground offensive has left Palestinians packed together in dire humanitarian conditions. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election, a move that will allow the former KGB spy to stay in power until at least 2030. Putin has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. This is VOA News. The president of Harvard University is apologizing for comments at a congressional hearing that failed to denounce threats of violence against Jewish people and her students. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Harvard's president Claudine Gay tells the Crimson student newspaper she's sorry she failed to properly denounce threats of violence against Jewish students, saying she got caught up in a heated exchange on whether calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard's code of conduct. At Tuesday's House Education Committee hearing, she drew ire when she said it depended on the context. The presidents of MIT and the University of Pennsylvania are also under fire for similar responses. Wealthy donors and some members of Congress are calling for their resignations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is meeting with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts Saturday in their latest three-way talks on the North Korean nuclear threat and other regional challenges. The meeting in Seoul comes at a time when tensions on the Korean Peninsula are at their highest in years, as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un accelerates the expansion of his nuclear and missile program. U.S. and Japanese officials have said that Saturday's three-way talks will include discussions on North Korea's recent launch of its first military spy satellite. There are also concerns about a potential arms alignment between North Korea and Russia that would potentially help Russia wage its war in Ukraine. The U.K. says it has paid Rwanda hundreds of millions of dollars for a blocked asylum deal. No flights have taken off. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is under pressure to explain why the government has paid Rwanda $300 million as part of the blocked plan. The total's almost twice the amount Britain previously said it had paid, all without a single person being sent to the East African country. Under the agreement, migrants who reach Britain across the English Channel would be sent on a one-way trip to Rwanda. Last month, Britain's Supreme Court ruled the plan illegal, but Sunak has pledged to press on. The British government says it's paid a further large sum to Rwanda in the 2023-24 financial year, and there's more to come. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man arrested for firing gunshots outside a Jewish temple in upstate New York has been federally charged. An FBI spokesperson says Mufid Fawaz Al-Qadr has been charged with possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Officials say Al-Qadr fired two shots outside a synagogue in Albany on Thursday. The episode in New York's capital happened on the first night of Hanukkah amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide and fallout from Israel's intensifying war in Gaza. Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins said the man suspected of firing the gunshots said, quote, "Free Palestine," when officers arrested him. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.